Hello, this is Joel and
Danielle
Young with For His Glory Ministry. Welcome. We invite you to our show today, and we're studying Seek My Face. And Danielle is going to read you the verse in just a moment relative to this here, but we want to introduce you for a moment to our ministry. We help you see the Bible through revelation from God, a deeper understanding, to understand the depth and the breadth and the height and the length of Scripture, to understand what God has revealed, and through Hebrew eyes, so you can worship Him more sincerely, love Him more dearly, and see Him more clearly. So in understanding the Lord's command to seek Him, to seek His face, let's learn how to do that and what the Hebrew gives us with a deeper understanding thereof, through Hebrew eyes. All turn to Psalm 105, verse 4, and Danielle is going to read that, please.
Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually.
Now, when you see that, you see the word seek, right? Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. In English, we have one word here, seek. In Hebrew, it's two different words. Mm-hmm. Unless we see it in the original, we miss much. We don't get the depth or the breadth. We miss a lot. The first word, seek, is darash, D-A-R-A-S-H, darash. And it's in grammar, it's called kal, which is a simple active verb. Now, it's a verb. What is a verb? A verb connotes
action.
Exactly, Danielle. Thank you. It's action. You do things. Right. Now, if you look in the Hebrew lexicon, and I recommend Brown, Driver, Briggs, and Cassinius, those are four scholars, on page 205, to give you a reference, it means to resort to seek. So figuratively speaking, darash means to read repeatedly, to study. Now, in another one, in a theological word book of the Old Testament by Harris, Archer, and Walkey, volume 1, page 455, the word darash means to seek with care, to inquire, to require. Okay, so the first part where it says seek the Lord, you're to seek the Lord how? With care. You're to inquire. All right? Thus, the meaning to seek with care cognitively also occurs in Leviticus 10:16. And let's turn there. And this is how you get to a deeper understanding, by looking at it in the original, in Hebrew, and the context biblically. Leviticus chapter 10. Okay, you should all turn there. Be good Bereans, which means we all do our homework, each one of us. But Moses searched carefully for the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it had been burned up. So he was angry with Aaron, surviving sons Eleazar and Ithamar, saying, and it continues. What does the first part say? So what does it say? But Moses searched carefully. Thus, to search carefully, to seek with care, means that Moses sought to find out in detail what happened to the sin offering. So we are to search carefully for the Lord. We're to seek Him with care. We're to inquire. We're to search carefully. We say we have a relationship, but at times we barely know God. Therefore, we barely know in God who we are. Therefore, we barely know what to do at times, and we scratch our heads and ask questions and don't know. All that could be traced back to a root problem. We're not seeking the Lord. We're not seeking the Lord and His strength. We're not seeking His face continually. If we did, without cease or without break, we would be knowing who we are and thereof who we are in God, and then what to do within God that we would be required to do to manifest His will, His way, His word on earth.
And His strength.
And, thank you, Danielle, and His strength. So there'd be the evidence, because His word is powerful. Now, we are told to find, to search, to seek out the Lord. And also, Israel is told to seek the place which the Lord their God would choose in Deuteronomy 12:5. Let's look there, because the Bible is your best way, people, to find out. Careful when somebody says, well, I think, or I believe. Let's make sure it's biblically based and it follows the whole counsel of God. In Deuteronomy 12:5, if you just tuned in, studying how to seek the face of God based on Psalm 105, verse 4, that Daniel read earlier, seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face continually. Now in Deuteronomy 12:5. Same word, darash, which is a different word for seek in the first part of the clause in Psalm 105 than the second part. In English, it's the same. In Hebrew, it's different. We need to have the depth or else we miss it. Deuteronomy 12, verse 5 says thus, but you shall seek at the place which the Lord your God shall choose from all your tribes to establish His name there for His dwelling, and there you shall come. And that word seek is darash as a root. But you shall seek at the place which the Lord your God shall choose from all your tribes to establish His name there for His dwelling, and there you shall come. That's powerful. Now, back to the theological word book of the Old Testament, it clearly makes the point that the term darash, which is the first part of to seek the Lord, we're learning people what? How do you do this? How do you seek the Lord? Fine, you memorize it, you read it in English or Hebrew or Greek, and you develop the skills, but without putting feet to your faith, how do you do this here? Again, we need to be instructed because my people perish for lack of...
The knowledge.
Oh, then I thought it's knowledge. Is the
That's
knowledge?
That's the way we've learned, but
oh,
it is
right.
The knowledge.
In Hosea, Daniel's quoting from Hosea 4:6, that you'll find, let's take a look in this Bible. I know sometimes we say my Bible, but how about just saying the Bible? And depending on your translation, you always got to go back to the original and check the translators. Let's all learn, please. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Oh, but in the Hebrew it says my people are destroyed for lack of the knowledge. What's the difference between knowledge and the knowledge?
It seems like knowledge is a general form for knowledge. The knowledge Good. Refers to the book,
a
the Bible.
A specific body of knowledge then,
yes.
Huh? It's kind of, it's like analogous to going to a house or the house.
Right.
To go to any house in the world would satisfy the requirement of going to a house.
Right.
To go to the house, there's a specific object in mind that would be defined by what that house, the one that we ought to go to, is meant to be. So here... Again, the Theological Word Book of the Old Testament by Harris, Archer, and Walke states that this term, darash, dealing with seek the Lord, means clearly to seek with care. So how are we to seek the Lord? To seek the Lord with care.
Care. Mm-hmm.
Care, people, is not a haphazard thing. To seek the Lord with care and often is cognitive, to the end of which is to know. Oh, that's interesting. The relationship is going to be based strongly on knowledge. Can you believe what you don't know?
No.
How does belief work? Belief attaches itself to...
some kind of knowledge.
Exactly, because if I don't know what to believe, then I can't put belief in anything except something that's cognitive. Something, someone, I have to have a working base or body of knowledge or information. And the more I know about the person... the more men you know about your wives, the more you know about your husbands, pastors, the more you know about your sheep, your flock, people, the more you know about the people you work with, live with, love, what happens? The more you know about them, the more you can love them.
Love them.
Okay?
Care for them.
You can care for them. And God says, exactly, Daniel, that's beautiful, to seek the Lord, to seek Him with care. And the kind of care that often is cognitive, to the end of which is to know. Now, let's turn to 1 Chronicles 22:17-19, and David is speaking to the people. All right, let's all turn together. 1 Chronicles 22:17-19. This is a very important area. David also commanded all of the leaders of Israel to help his son, Solomon. I remember Solomon is David's son, and is commanding the leaders to help. Is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not given you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Look at the instructions he's giving. He is commending them to all of the leaders of Israel how to help the next king, his son, Solomon. This is very important for parents, for people in corporate business in America. How do you raise and instruct the next generation of leaders, including present leaders, to lead others who especially will become leaders themselves? How? Verse 18 in 1 Chronicles 22, verse 18. Is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not given you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into my hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people. There was peace now.
Mm-hmm.
Now what do I do? Now we have peace. Now set your heart and your soul. Here's the word from the root darash, to seek the Lord. Set your heart and set your soul to seek, to search out, to seek with care, that the end of which is often cognitive, to know mm-hmm. what you believe. Mm-hmm. Seek the Lord with care. Seek the Lord your God. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord our God. Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise, therefore, and build the sanctuary of the Lord God, so that you may bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built for the name of the Lord. That's powerful. These are instructions from a great man of God, King David, to his sons, to all of the leaders, of how to help Solomon, for these leaders to support the king. So when we instruct people how to help as leaders, those in the highest positions of our land or in any country that you're listening to this here, teach them how to seek the Lord with care, to know God carefully, set their heart and soul to do this here, and they will help their country beyond what they can measure mm-hmm. in their natural mind. It's amazing. So devote, give your heart and your soul, lidrosh from darash, to seek the Lord your God. Let's look at another one. 2 Chronicles. That was 1 Chronicles. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 31. 2 Chronicles 31. The key is verse 21, 2 Chronicles 31, 21, but we're going to start at verse 20. And remember, what is the theme? We're looking at this first word of darash, to seek. All right, the first word, darash.
And thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good, right, and true before the Lord his God. And every work which he began in the service of the house of God, in law and in commandments, seeking his God, he did with all his heart and prospered.
That's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's powerful. Thus we see God's direction and desire is for us to seek him out. How? Carefully. Carefully. Cognitively. We have to know him, and it's with great care, with a desire and determined persistence to know him. This is not a casual, haphazard relationship. We are told to seek the Lord and his strength. Now, there's a second word called bakash, B-A-K-A-S-H. We had darash and bakash. Bakash is in what's called in grammar PL. That's the intensive, active, or causative, imperative. What's something that's imperative? You gotta do it. It expresses a command or prohibition. Bakash, seek, means simply to seek. But here, the PL verbal form dictates how to seek. And what is the purpose of grammar? It helps define it very accurately so we know what to do. It's very specific. PL is what? Strength. It's a command. So we're told seek. And it's a verb, which means it's what? It's a verb.
Action.
Exactly. Thanks, Danielle. It has action. So it's and a PL is an intensification of the cal or the simple active. Now, let's go to Psalm 105, verse 4 again, that Danielle read earlier. All right, now I want you to put the two together. The form is in the imperative, thus expressing a command. So you have two different words. The first word in seek, you'll hear Danielle say seek twice. And you'll hear the first one says how to seek, and the second one will say seek, but the first one is going to be to seek darash. The second one is going to be seek bakash.
Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually.
Perfect. Very simple, very elegant, yet very deep. Seek is the first one is darash, which is what? To seek with care.
Mm-hmm.
Seek the Lord with care. Seek the Lord with the purpose of to know the Lord and His strength. You have to have that knowledge. Seek His face continually. Seek, that's a command. Do it. Seek Him. Seek His face. Now, what's interesting about the word face, it's the same root for the term presence. So when you seek His face, it is synonymous to seek God's presence. Mm-hmm. And we're commanded to do it, and I'm commending you to do it with me. And how often should we do it? Well, the last word of that verse says it clearly, continually, all the time. If we do that all the time, would you ever feel like you're without God?
Never.
Your attention is always on God. So, we have that command to seek earnestly God. Its intention with the seeking is what? When you seek something, you have the intention to find what you seek.
Yes.
All right? Intention is that the object is to be found or possibly even acquired.
Right.
All right? So, sometimes when we're looking around, with just vain wishful dreaming or hope we might or something. No, you have to set your mind like steel. They say, I will find. And God commands us, and it's commended to us, that we should find God. Seek with the intention to find His presence all the time. God doesn't want you to walk around like you're in a daze and drifting and wonder where He is and only dial heaven like it's a 911 when you need help. What kind of relationship is that? Any of you that are parents or in leadership, do you want someone just coming to you, although you are there for them always, ideally, for help? Mom, dad, money, food, clothes, and you give it to them freely because it's your family, they're your blood. But would that define the whole relationship? You just want to gimme, 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 and give, give, give? Is that the whole deal? Is that a relationship?
No.
Wouldn't it be wonderful they just come to be around you, to learn from you, to understand you? They're carefully listening to your words. They want to understand you. They're reaching through you to touch God.
Yes.
That's going to develop a relationship, very interestingly enough. And you find yourself in the process there. Deuteronomy 4:29. Let's bring out some more of this wonderful biblical text. But from there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you search for Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, Jeremiah, after Deuteronomy 4:29, a very famous verse to many, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. But you may not have realized something that you already learned here today about darash and bakash. Darash was what? To seek with care, often to with a cognitive end, to know about whom you seek. And bakash was to do it. Intensive seeking. Go after it. It's intensified. It's a command.
Right.
All right? So, Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Now, it's interesting, both bakash and darash are used in one verse here.
Whoa.
If you will, what? And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. They're both used in that one verse. Now, you go to Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24, and it says what? About God's desire for relationship. God says, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the mighty man of his might, or the rich man of his riches, but let him who boasts boast of this, that he knows and understands me, that I am the Lord God who exercises loyal love, loving kindness, and justice, and righteousness on the earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. Philippians 3:10, oh, that I might know him, is how it begins. Now we are to come to God with what manner? As we seek him, with a clean hands, people, and a pure heart. Psalm 24:4-6. He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of those who seek him, who seek thy face, Jacob. Mm. Selah, which means to pause with a contemplative aspect. Pay attention and digest what you just read. Selah, S-E-L-A-H, in English, S-E-L-A-H. Take a break, digest, study that out. So people, remember, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will heal or restore their land. That's critically important to make this point here. God says, my people, we're the ones that are responsible. So if we see trouble in the land...
When you say we're the ones, who are you referring to?
We, believers, both Jew and Christian alike, that know the Lord as Lord and Savior, and accepted him and the merits of his salvation, that we accept God, period, and that Yeshua is Lord. My people, God says, we are the ones responsible for this land. And if we do, what happens to the land? It's restored.
He'll heal the land.
So instead of looking around at the problem, let's be active in relationship to God. And as we open up, we can see heaven touch earth. Because if my people who are called by my name, we humble ourselves and pray. And I have to teach you something quickly about the word prayer, and we'll develop it in a future radio show. It's in the Hebrew form, hitpa'el, which is reflexive. Prayer changes you. It doesn't change God. As you change, you become the vehicle for operation in this earth to help bring heaven on earth. Because the disciples' prayer, the Our Father, is on earth as it is in heaven.
So where it says, if my people, yes, referring to the people who know the Lord,
yes,
we're responsible, not your neighbor who's not a Christian, not the news people, right, whatever they say really doesn't matter because God is in control. And if he said, if my people, that means us.
Yes.
If we pray and do what he tells us to do, he will heal our land.
Amen. He'll work it all out. It's really up to us. We're responsible. He gave us the earth. It's in our charge.
No matter who is in our territory, if we pray as a Christian, we will be answered.
No doubt about it.
Praise
and I'll
the
close
Lord.
On Micah 6:8. He has told you, yes, O man, what is good? And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God? This has been exciting and quite a deep study, so I believe you know better now how to seek the Lord and his strength, to seek his face continually.
A great tape that would help with this study is the names of God.
Yes, in the names of God, you study the essence, character, and nature of God. So go to our website, forhisglory.org.
We have lots of teachings on the names of God.
Many, in which you'll study the name and its deeper meaning so you can know the God who you seek and seek the God who is to be known. Amen.
Amen.